Snow has been steadily piling up on the mountaintops. And while Eagle Crest opening day isn't for another month, General Manager Dave Scanlon is feeling optimistic.
Some really good, strong early season's pass sales and sales of lesson programs. It definitely seems like people are excited to be outside and getting exercise and sharing some well-spaced outdoor social time with their friend groups.
Last year was a record-setting snow season, but like everything else, things ground to a halt on the mountain in mid-March. Scanlon says Eagle Crest and other Northern Hemisphere ski areas spent the off-season watching what went on in places like New Zealand, Australia, and South America.
A lot of the skiers down there were anticipating much lower demand for services, and it was actually the opposite. There was a higher demand because, again, people wanted to get outside and do something fun for their families.
Eagle Crest's plan for this winter is tied to the city and borough of Juneau's COVID-19 strategy. For several weeks, Juneau has remained at its highest risk level, with significant community spread of COVID-19. If that keeps up until the start of the ski season, Eagle Crest will open in the most restrictive phase of its plan. That means masks for anyone not actively skiing or snowboarding. Lodge access would be restricted, so all rentals, lesson reservations, and food and drink orders would happen outside through service windows.
You know, obviously we were all hoping that we would be seeing our infection rates going the other direction, but it seems like we're kind of holding at this current level with, you know, seeing definitely some community spread and significant numbers of COVID.
Skiers and snowboarders are encouraged to treat their cars like the lodge. Get dressed there, eat there, and if you must, socialize there. Staff will enforce social distancing between groups and mask wearing. People who don't mask up properly risk penalties, starting with a suspension of 2 weeks and working up to full season. To help with all the extra enforcement and mitigation this winter, Eagle Crest has a pair of budget requests headed for public hearing before the Juneau Assembly later this month. One asks for $73,000 in Federal CARES Act funding for tents, outdoor heaters, and propane. The other requests $160,000 in city funding to hire more staff for ski patrol and operating the chairlifts. Scanlon says that would allow people to spread out more on the mountain and create less congestion in lift lines. At a meeting in September, City Manager Rory Watt pointed out that unlike pools or skating rinks, Eagle Crest can't exactly limit how many people walk through the door. And even if the lifts move to a reservation system, people will still hike up the mountain.
Eagle Crest is a different, you know, arena as it's outdoors, and on a big snow day, it's going to be very difficult for Mr. Scanlon and his staff to limit the number of people at the ski area.
Skiing is bound to be popular this year, especially if the snow cooperates. The new rules will be an adjustment for many people, especially when it comes to no indoor access.
There are days in skiing where the weather is just brutal.
Nona Diamond is the vice president of the Juneau Ski Club. She also coaches ski racing for younger children and has a son in the youth program.
Through my coaching experience, we've had days where it's so wet that you have to go into the lodge and wring out gloves and put them in a heater and dry them. And there's been days where it's so cold that you worry about the kids getting frostbite. And really the only way to do anything to mitigate that is to keep going in and get warm.
Diamond says Eagle Crest has been working with the club and will provide them with heated tents for warming up and getting out of the slush. She's hopeful that if everyone follows the rules, this season can be a success.
I think skiing lends itself really nicely to socially distanced activities, yet still having a little bit of interaction with another human being, which we're all sort of missing.
Eagle Crest's opening day is December 5th. If the snow is good, it could open earlier. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.